My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What do you like for just general overall feeling in this game going? Like I said, I think it's going to be a four-point game. It's going to come down to the fourth quarter, and I hope that the Browns have a little bit of a cushion going into that fourth quarter so that they can, you know, maintain and just try to keep Dallas out of the end zone.
I wonder if Dallas is going to have a running game. You know, they have Rico Dowdle, who has come up, and they brought back Ezekiel Elliott, and they have a couple of young guys on the offensive line. I wonder if they're going to be able to run the ball against the Browns. I think the running game all the way around is going to be a real key in this game. But I do think the Browns have to run the ball. You're going to have to. Otherwise, the Cowboys are going to just turn themselves loose on Deshaun Watson, and that won't end well.
All right, when you say run the ball, are we looking for a back? Are we looking for Jerome Ford to have over 100 yards? Because I don't think that's the way the Browns' offense is built.
I think if the team ends up with like 25 carries, I think that's pretty good.
For a combined 115, 125 on the ground for the entire game?
Even 85. I don't think they even have to average 4 yards a carry. I just think it can't be as putrid as it was during the preseason.
I think back to last season, I think Jerome had, what, two? We didn't have many games with a 100-yard rusher last year.
No.
Two, three, maybe at the most.
But I think in this situation, I don't think that's the way this is going to go. Because without Nick Chubb, you have Foreman, you have Strong, and you have Jerome Ford. And though Jerome's going to be the lead guy, I think all three guys are going to be contributing to this running game. I could be wrong on that, but I don't think so. You brought Foreman here to help you. He's going to be your new Kareem Hunt third down guy. Pierre Strong is explosive. And Jerome Ford showed last year that he can do some good things with the football. So I honestly think they're going to use all three of those guys.
I also think that when we get back into this thing, David Njoku, who we have not really talked about at all during the preseason. Like, we haven't talked about him once. I'm still kind of surprised when you go back and look at the rosters that Kevin Stefanski's filled while he's been here. Three? Four tight ends, making sure that there's at least one tight end on the practice squad beyond
three.
Stay
tuned.
And I also think that, you know, he was so heavily reliant on the tight end and loves that tight end position. And I think that's probably one of the reasons I like Kevin Stefanski, because he likes to throw to the tight end, because I think those guys are just so versatile. And then we also saw the emergence of David Njoku last year.
Dan, there's the tight end talk we've been waiting for.
That's what you wanted? He doesn't care. I'm just telling you that I think that for them to be able to be efficient, like I'd even say, if you want to give me a lock, Njoku ends up with a touchdown in this one. He'll end up with one.
Well, that's pretty serious.
Well, why wouldn't he? I mean, he's your second leading receiver last year. If you're going to do that and you're going to start picking names, I just want to see something out of Jerry Jeudy. I want to see something out of Elijah Moore. But I have higher expectations in this game when it comes for David Njoku over Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper I have the highest expectations for. And then as you trickle down, and even look at the stats from last year, you'll see it, that it's Njoku and then everybody else. Maybe this is a big breakout game for Cedric Tillman, too.
You know what I think would be a great sign for the team is if some receiver other than Amari Cooper had a big game. Somebody else. And
you're saying receiver, though, because you know.
Not David.
Okay.
Because David's terrific. I mean, we know how good of a tight end David can be. So it's not David. If it's Jeudy, Moore, Tillman, I don't care which one it is. If one of those other guys steps up, because I think we have to have that this year for this team. If they don't have somebody else at wide receiver step up, I think they're in trouble. So somebody's going to have to do it point during the season.
I'm glad you brought up Jabari Thrash, because you look at him, he's a guy who comes in as a fifth-round pick this year, and now he's essentially knocked David Bell off the roster.
Yeah, he moved ahead of him on the depth chart.
How did he do that? He stayed on the roster, and Bell ended up getting cut.
He made plays, and David doesn't. David hasn't.
Right.
At least not very many.
Just so you can get that extra oomph out of a guy like Jamari Thrash, who's been I know it's been hard to watch the preseason games, but being able to watch him out in Berea and practice for just a little bit even, and then watching him play in these games, there is an electricity to this kid.
At least in the preseason, he was productive. And I hate to keep putting that on it, but again, it's a different world. In the preseason, defenses might not be focusing on certain aspects of things, and a rookie wide receiver who's going to get the ball thrown to him might be able to do some things. We'll see what happens in the regular season. I hope he can keep it going.
A little bit of news out of Steelers camp, gentlemen. This is according to Brooke Pryor of ESPN. Justin Field throwing the ball, and Russell Wilson limited with calf tightness is watching, not being a part of it. But Justin Fields looking like he's taking all the reps at Steelers camp today.
Oh, quarterback problems in Pittsburgh. I feel so bad for those guys. I'm really bummed.
They had him last year with Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, I know. Such a bummer. I feel bad for those guys. We're hanging out at the 92.3 The Fan tailgate we're having here with our Odyssey group, and it's kind of fun. We got a lot of people here. Everyone say, hey. All right, everyone said, hey. All right, so we're having fun. We're doing. Do we have any barkers out here? All right, so we got a couple of barkers. It's going to be kind of fun. And this really gets you set for our big tailgate coming up on Game Dad Sunday. Jeff is looking at me like I'm crazy.
I see Bob right here. Get it?
Yeah, I hear
you.
Okay,
thanks.
Thank you. 216-474-0092. Get ready for quick predicts coming up at the bottom of the hour. Again, tell us the score of the Browns-Cowboys game, and then give us Monday morning's headline, and then Dan plays something a little funny, and we keep score, and Jeff will be Jeff is excellent. You should have been an accountant, just so you know that.
I know, yeah.
You would have been good.
Would have
one,
been great.
Two, three.
Past that, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, after four, that's the education that we both received post-high school. All right, so, Jeff, when we sorry. Let's talk about Dak Prescott for a second. It's been a little bit of fun in Dallas, trying to figure out his contract, and
yeah,
they've got the world's greatest general manager in Dallas. So
he says
he'll be able to figure out how much pressure is there on him? What do you think his future is?
I don't think there's much pressure at all. It goes back to something we said earlier in the show. He's made a ton of money. Now he's got even more money waiting, but he's going to be the most coveted free agent since maybe the beginning of free agency. I mean, it's going to be a big deal unless he's able to sign a contract with Dallas. And sometimes they say the talks are going well. Sometimes there's no talks and blah, 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 blah. I'm curious as to whether some team, the Raiders, steps up and pays him an unbelievable amount of money. I don't know that it's going to happen. If there is a team to do it, it might be the Raiders. But I think the most logical place for Dak Prescott is Dallas. And I'm a little befuddled that they haven't figured that out yet.
Well, I mean, they say they're close on a contract deal. That's all been within the last 24 hours.
Yeah, but
I mean, maybe they're at the finish line.
Until you have one, you don't have one, you know?
Well, that's the old Mark Shapiro line.
Right.
When you ask, I remember asking Mark, going, give me a percentage on getting a deal done. He goes, there's only two, Andy. There's 0% and 100%. That's it.
He's right.
Yeah.
And that's the thing with Dak right now. They might be talking contract. What if he goes out and pulls a hamstring and is out for 6 weeks? You know, does that mean Dallas backs off a little? Maybe not. Maybe. I just think it's a fascinating thing because you have hard to argue, if not the marquee franchise in the NFL, one of the top three. Easy. You know, everybody knows the Cowboys. They're worth gazillions of dollars. And they haven't signed their quarterback yet. Now, I know they had to sign CeeDee Lamb, and there's Micah Parsons' situation and all that. But I think Dak's a key piece for them. I think they need to decide as well. And this might be the tougher decision. Is he a guy that's worthy of being the highest paid quarterback in the NFL? Because that's what it's going to take.
Someone is going to make him the highest paid quarterback, at least for the moment.
I would think so. If he were to re-sign with Dallas, I can't imagine that he wouldn't become the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. But I don't know if he's worth that. And I think he's really good. But I don't know if you break the bank for him. On the other hand, you see teams throwing big money at guys who might not have the track record. Jordan Love, who we're going to see tonight in Brazil. 1 year and he gets that great big huge contract? So keep an eye on that Prescott situation. I think as the season goes on, maybe not a big deal. But man, if he gets to the offseason, Andy, and he doesn't have a contract, there's no way that he doesn't go to free agency.
I know it's been a couple of years since you lived in Texas. You lived in Texas for a while, didn't you?
5 years, I believe.
I wasn't sure.
And 21 days.
How do you think that plays for the fans in Dallas?
They don't
just
care.
No one cares? Do you think they care who the quarterback is then?
Yeah, the Cowboys are the religion in Texas. I mean, it's...
Although we were looking at a high school stadium today.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
It was 10,000-seat stadium that was...
Beautiful.
You know what? It looked kind of like InfoCision.
A smaller version. It was beautiful.
It was absolutely gorgeous. I'm just sitting here going, wow, I can't believe I'm looking at this for a high school stadium.
Where I worked in Texas was about, 2 hours from Houston, maybe. And, 100 miles, whatever it was. And more folks there were Cowboy fans, and Dallas was about 5 hours away. So the Cowboys dominate the state. And the folks in Houston, many of them were Cowboy fans, not Oiler fans. I wonder if it's different with the Texans.
Right.
It's been a while, but everybody was a Dallas Cowboy fan.
All right, is this a bigger week one for the Browns or a bigger week one for Dallas?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I know every
Probably
week
Dallas.
Is its own. You think so?
Yeah, I think Dallas.
Why?
They're on the road. If they can pull this game out on the road and get things going, I think it's a bigger deal for them. I really do. If the Browns can pull it out, the Browns have a terrible history in openers. And Poobah told me today, Browns haven't won against the Cowboys in Dallas since 1988.
Hmm.
He didn't tell me the last time the Cowboys were here. I don't remember. But 88 was the last time the Cowboys came to Cleveland and
the
lost.
Last time the Cowboys won here? Or the last?
I haven't looked that up yet.
Well, you remember there was a Monday.
Said it was 1988, and that was the Marty Schottenheimer team.
That was in Cleveland or in Dallas?
It was in Cleveland.
In Cleveland. Was that a Monday night football game?
I don't know.
I want to think it was a Monday night football game.
Well, good. You have a really good memory then.
No, because I remember watching
that's
Dallas
36
as a kid.
Years ago.
Well, so it was like yesterday for me.
So you were like 40.
No, I'm 38 now. So like I said before that, I was watching the Browns prenatal. So, it was a good vibe for
bad
it.
View there.
Yeah. Obstructed view, but at least the ticket price wasn't too bad at that point. All right, we are going to go to the press conference for Kevin Stefanski as soon as he steps up to the mic. Let's talk to Bill in Parma real quick. Hi, Bill. How are you?
What's up, Bill?
Good, good. Hey, guys. Would you pay Dak Prescott this kind of money? Because he's not going to win a Super Bowl. We know that. He's shown it over and over again that he's not a pressure quarterback. Just like Lamar Jackson last night in that game. At some level, he's going to do a Lamar Jackson, and they struggle. So who do you get, or do you pay guys to make you, a 10-7 or 11-6 team, and you're happy with that? Because they're not going to win a Super Bowl. When's the last time the Cowboys won a Super Bowl? About 30 years ago?
It's been a long time. Yeah. I think that's very accurate. Barry Switzer, right?
Yeah, and so they're not America's team anymore. It's really the Chiefs, and Mahomes is they call him Magic Mahomes because you give him 3 minutes and he'll beat you every time. So I don't think I would pay him this much money.
Bill, I would be hard pressed to give Dak that contract too. I think he's good. I do. I think he's a good quarterback, but he's not Patrick Mahomes. He's not Josh Allen.
No,
and I wouldn't pay him as the highest-paid quarterback in the NFL.
And, Jeff, real quick, there's this thing that is this magic factor, this ability to win a game in clutch situations and elevate people. And not only two or three or four people in the NFL quarterback-wise have that ability, and the rest don't. And that's just what you have to live with.
I think that's true.
All right, Bill, thank you very much. I want to remind you, we're going to take Kevin Stefanski's press conference. Sounds like the guys just got off the field in Berea, so Kevin will probably be talking shortly here. And then after that, before the top of the hour, we will do the annual tradition of quick predicts, which is what we do every Friday.
We only do it once a year. You call it annual.
Oh, sorry.
All right, gentlemen, I got to interrupt you here. The Friday Injury Report brought to you by Slater and Zurs. Experience you need, results you want. Visit SlaterZurs.com to get your free consultation. Browns have listed Jedrick Wills as out for Sunday's opener versus the Cowboys. Tackle Jack Conklin is questionable with the knee injury. So once again, Jedrick Wills out for the opener versus the Cowboys. Tackle Jack Conklin is questionable with the knee injury. And that's your Friday Injury Report brought to you by Slater and Zurs. Experience you need, results you want. Visit SlaterZurs.com to get your free consultation.
Nobody else on that, Dan?
Those are the only two.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
And they play the same position. How convenient.
So ready James Hudson, ready Dwan Jones, right?
I would think.
I don't.
Although Jack is questionable, if a guy coming back from a major knee injury, Andy, is listed as questionable on a Friday, I'm not playing him.
So if you go back and you think about dropping a wide receiver yesterday, now you're looking for a Fetty to maybe get activated.
I bring him up from the practice squad.
Yeah, I think that's. I mean,
use your starting.
That's
left
why
tackle.
David Bell probably pretty much got released
during the preseason,
yesterday.
Right?
Yeah. So. Just trying to look. I'm looking at how many other guys they have, how many offensive tackles they have on the practice squad. Two, three. So, but Fetty seems to be the guy. They're going to have to activate him, right?
Former first-round pick of Seattle has started in the NFL.
Hmm. All right. So I don't. That to me doesn't make me feel real good about Jack Conklin being.
Well, no. Would you, I know he's would you play him? I wouldn't play him. He's coming back from major knee injury, and if he's listed as questionable on the Friday before the season opener, I just let him sit. If it takes two or three games, let him sit. You've got a long-term investment.
All right,
there.
So let's go back to the last preseason game of the year where you decided you didn't want to start your starting quarterback because you were going to go with your fourth-string left tackle. Now you're looking at both tackles on the outside. I mean, yes, Dwan Jones has. And by the way, are you playing? You're playing Jones on the right side, right? Not on the left side.
Well,
so
Jones hasn't practiced on the left side. So
you better be. And we had heard Deshaun had talked about James Hudson getting reps already earlier this week too. So I mean, he'll be ready. They'll have him ready and prepared. Again, I go back to like one of my keys. I just want the offensive line to be a part of the woodwork. I don't want to be talking about the offensive line. I want to hear, oh, they didn't have any sacks today.
Well, that might be the case.
You know,
I mean, four of the guys were starters for most of last season that are there. And hopefully James Hudson, if he's the guy, steps in and does a solid job.
And then the other question we had brought up before, too, is if DeJuan Jones finds himself playing right tackle.
What happens when Jack's ready to go and Jed Wills comes back?
Yeah.
I don't know. 6'8", 375. You're going to tell him to sit?
No, not at all.
Not either.
In fact, I'm going to have him walk in. Anytime I walk into a crowded room, I want him in front of me. So
and Andy, if he's...
I'm drafting, man. It's like a NASCAR race behind that guy.
It's like I told you yesterday. If he plays well, how do you take him out of the lineup?
You don't.
I don't think you do either.
Yeah,
so that means either Jed Wills or Jack Conklin's going to be a swing tackle. Or I just can't imagine taking a young guy who's 6'8", 370, if he's playing well, and put him on the bench. It makes no sense to me.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.